Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's August 2012. The transition out of high school to post-secondary education or the workforce can be challenging, especially for students with disabilities. Multiple federal agencies fund programs to support these students through this transition. A group led by Reve Moran, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team, recently reviewed the challenges students may face accessing transition services, as well as the level of coordination among the different programs. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Reve to talk about what they learned.
What are some of the unique challenges that students with disabilities face as they move from high school into the next stage of their lives?
Well, the transition from high school to employment or to college can be difficult for any student, but those with disabilities face unique challenges such as the need for special services. And one of the things that happens is while they're still in high school, they're provided with a customized plan that lays out their goals and then the services they might need in meeting those goals. However, once they graduate from high school, then they have to apply to programs as an adult, a multitude of programs that can help meet those service needs, but they have to apply to them individually. So it can be a very confusing thing for students with disabilities.
And a number of these programs and services are offered by federal agencies. Can you talk about some of these in particular that assist in this process?
Sure. There are four primary agencies that provide these services, and there's a number of different programs. The agencies are the Departments of Education, Health and Human Services, Labor and Social Security Administration. And the services that they provide, the types of transition services, can be related to education. They can be tutoring, such as tutoring, or it can be things that help them find employment, such as job training, or it can be things that help them with support services, such as transportation.
Your team looked in part at some of the issues students with disabilities and their families encounter when they're trying to access these services. What did you find there?
What we found was that it can be a confusing time for both the students and their parents because the different programs have different eligibility requirements and different definitions, so that just can be very hard for them to navigate. Another challenge is that often the students are waitlisted for services. An example of that is the Department of Education's Vocational Rehabilitation Service, when they right now are operating under an order of selection, which means that the students with the most severe disabilities have to be served first before others can be. So they may be on waiting lists for years sometimes.
You also reviewed the degree to which these four departments that administer these programs coordinate with one another. Can you talk about your findings there?
Yes. One of the things that we found is that they do some coordination. And they, for example, they all belong to a work group that helps develop guidance and it shares information. And there are a lot of other coordination efforts out there. However, there's no big overarching strategy that talks about outcomes and defines those outcomes for students with disabilities, and that's what we would like to see. There's a lot of barriers to coordination for the agencies, too. For one of the things that they don't have is a common outcome goal for the students. And, for example, it may mean that they're having to work across purposes. Labor, for example, really emphasizes employment. And then Social Security Administration, for them to qualify for supplemental security income benefits, they have to show that they are limited in their ability to work. So that sometimes works against each other.
I imagine some of these issues inform GAO's recommendations in this report. Can you talk about what those are?
Absolutely. We're recommending that the four agencies that I mentioned develop an overall strategy for federal interagency coordination for transition services. And we want them to address three different things. One is to work toward common outcome goals for these students in providing the transition services. We want them to increase awareness of the types of services that are available and in which agencies those services are located. We also want them to assess how effective their coordination efforts are in providing these services. And then as part of that, we want them to identify any legislative barriers that they have in doing that type of coordination so that they can then let Congress know what those legislative barriers are.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.